From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The UN Security Council votes unanimously to pass a resolution pushed by the United States depriving North Korea of $1 billion in revenue, UN Ambassador to the Nikki Haley.
The price the North Korean leadership will pay for its continued nuclear and missile development will be the loss of one-third of its exports and hard currency. This is the most stringent set of sanctions on any country in a generation.
The move for additional sanctions is response to Pyongyang's intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28th, which showed North Korea may now have the capacity to reach the U.S. mainland and much of Europe with these missiles. China's foreign minister, Wang Yi, held a bilateral meeting with his North Korean counterpart on the sidelines of the ASEAN meetings in Manila. Wang said that he urged Pyongyang to adhere to U.N. resolutions. Russia said Sunday that the U.S. is soon sending its envoy for negotiations over unrest in eastern Ukraine to Moscow for talks about the ongoing violence there. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov made the announcement after an hour-plus meeting in Manila with U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. It was the first high-level contact between the two countries since U.S. President Donald Trump last week reluctantly signed new sanctions into law to punish Moscow for interfering in the 2016 presidential election, supposedly to help President Trump win. Lavrov said that the U.S. diplomat Kurt Volker would meet with Russia's envoy for the Ukraine crisis. Volker last month visited eastern Ukraine, where Russian-backed separatists have been fighting Kiev's forces for more than 3 years. This is VOA News. The Latin America trade bloc suspended Venezuela's membership just hours after the newly elected Constituent Assembly ousted the country's chief prosecutor. The suspension is indefinite. Venezuela joined the bloc in 2012 and has been suspended before for failing to uphold its commitments. Venezuelan Socialist Party leader Diosdado Cabello said Sunday that a terrorist attack had taken place at a military base in the central city of Valencia. He is a supporter of President Nicolas Maduro, and he said on Twitter that troops acted quickly to control the irregular situation at the military base. The announcement came after a video was posted online early Sunday, showing men in military uniforms, some of them carrying rifles, declaring a rebellion against Maduro and the state where Valencia is located. Despite months of violent protest against the measure, Venezuela's controversial Constituent Assembly was inaugurated Friday. The assembly is expected to rewrite the constitution and give new powers to the ruling Socialist Party. Israel plans to ban Al Jazeera News Network from the Jewish state. Communications Minister Ayub Kara said that he wants to revoke press credentials from Al Jazeera reporters, which would prevent them from working in the country. Pakistan has dismissed latest U.S. assertions it is selectively fighting terrorist groups or allowing insurgents to use Pakistani soil for plotting attacks against Afghanistan. U.S. National Security Advisor McMaster told American news station Saturday that the Trump administration wants regional countries, particularly Pakistan, to stop providing safe haven and supporting bases to the Taliban. A foreign ministry spokesman said Pakistan has taken action against all the terrorist elements without discrimination. He said, "We have never allowed, nor will anybody ever be allowed, to use Pakistan's soil against any other country." Japan on Sunday marked the 72nd anniversary of the U.S. nuclear bombings of Hiroshima that led to the end of World War II. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe spoke at a ceremony.
"To truly realize a world without nuclear weapons, the participation of both nuclear states and non-nuclear states is necessary."
The Hiroshima bombing killed around 140,000 people, either instantly or from radiation burns in the immediate aftermath. Another bomb was dropped on the port city of Nagasaki 3 days later, killing an estimated 70,000 people. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.